Well, hello guys. Long time no hear, right? Well, that's because last week my PC went kaput. I turned it on and all I got was one long beat, two shorts. And as I've got an ASUS board, I checked on the code and it said memory. But those copper codes can always be a false negative if you know what I mean. But anyway, I thought I'd just get some more memory. Even though the memory I've got in there isn't that old and four sticks going the same time is unlikely. Of course, I reseeded the memory, just tried one stick, then tried it in all different places, but still got the same code. Cleaned the slots, looked for damage, wasn't any. So I thought I'd just go out and get another couple of sticks of memory that would fit that board to test it. But you think you can find actual physical memory sticks anymore in stores? They don't stock them anymore. They don't stock anything anymore. So I wasted about at least an hour and a half, 2 hours looking for memory sticks, but to no avail. So I had to order it online and wait 2 days for it to arrive. Then I thought I'd order a PSU, a power supply as well, because the power supply on my PC was quite old. It's a Corsair, but you never know. So 2 days pass, I get the memory, I put it in and start it up. Once again, one long, two short beeps made no difference. And as my motherboard and system is quite old, I went out and got a CMOS battery as well, and replaced that. But still the same. I also ordered a power supply online that would be here in about a day and a half. But I was always suspecting it was the motherboard. But because my motherboard's quite old, where would I get one? Well, I checked on eBay. And there was quite a few of these motherboards on eBay. That's the ASUS P8. Z77V. But considering how old they are, they seem to hold their price. But I finally found one at a reasonable price, and it came with a CPU as well, and a heatsink fan on top. But the CPU wasn't as fast as mine, so I was going to change it over anyway. But then there's the problem, of course. The person used Irvi. That would be the delivery company, which is actually rebranded from Hermes. Hermes was a terrible delivery company. So is Irvi. So it's supposed to be a 2-day delivery, but instead it was a 4-day delivery. Because Irvi only counts the days when they've actually got it at their depot. So if they leave it at the store where it was dropped off, it's not their problem. Anyway, it came very well packaged, I must say. And it had a heatsink and CPU already installed, which I left on there for now. And I put the board in, hooked everything up, and turned it on. Lo and behold, there was no one long, two short beeps. It actually tried to start up, but of course it had a bit of difficulty. So I had to go into BIOS, of course, and make some adjustments. The reason I got the same board I've got is I could keep my operating system, as this board has the same chipset, and it should run fine. I wouldn't have to reinstall my operating system again. Well, it started up to a fashion. It was a bit glitchy, but then it kind of smoothed out. So now comes the time to replace the CPU for my one, which is faster. And getting this great big old heatsink off the old one took a time, but I finally got it all in there. And I pushed the power button. And oh, one long, two short beep started again. I thought, my God, it was the CPU all along. I can't believe it. I spent at least 8 minutes thinking that and going, oh, now I've got to get a CPU or use a slower one. But then I realized I'd taken the memory all out so I could get at the heatsink and forgot to put it back in. Anyway, I had a little chuckle with myself, put the memory back in, started it up and whammo, it started okay. So it's running exactly the same as it was with all my files and operating system the way it was. Oh, and by the way, the Corsair 750 PSU I bought from Amazon, the fan was making an awful noise, which is unusual for Corsair. They're usually really quiet. I put up with it for a little while and then I swapped it out for my old one. And I'm going to get a refund on the Corsair. And I told the seller what the problem was and they sent me a link, you know, to print a return label like usual. But then I took a look at the return label and it says, postage required. What? I'm expected to pay the return post for this Corsair power supply because it's faulty. Anyway, I've got on to Amazon and it's still pending. That I shouldn't have to pay anything to return this faulty item. So the thumbnail is my PC actually bare bones, being stripped out, waiting for the new board to arrive. Well, the old board. It's kind of funny because I've spent some money and I still haven't made any upgrades. It's exactly the same as it was. I do have a kind of a high-end i7. I did actually think of forgetting about it and just upgrading the whole system. But have you seen prices of computer parts today? Well, anyway, I'll be able to make more videos now. That may make some people happy, and it may make some people sad. I don't know, when a guy's got a PC and you got it all open like this, it's almost like getting in his pants. Bit personal. Some people may say something about cable management. That's all right. I do tidy it up a bit, but there's a lot of cables in there. And even though it's a full-size case, once you get the great big power supply Corsair, the massively sized video card, and the Corsair cooler, which is water-cooled, well, it's not water, but you know what I mean, and all the four memory sticks, there isn't a lot of room in there. And of course, I've got a few drives around as well, if you could see. I think the PCs at least a few years ago was the same as sort of trucks or vehicles for guys. And it's almost like talking about the manhood, isn't it? What have you got under the hood? God, it feels so good to be connected again. See you guys.